This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, March 26. The Living Water. Our reading comes from John chapter 4. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." A media listener from Russia shared with us how he found himself in a spiritual desert after his wife left him. He became depressed and started drinking heavily. But getting drunk didn't quench his inner thirst at all. Fortunately, he heard the gospel message on the radio. That was his first step toward finding healing and peace with God. In our passage for today, Jesus talks with a woman in Samaria about water. He discusses drinkable and living water. Fresh drinking water is a precious resource. Everyone needs it to survive. But Jesus says that the water he gives brings life. He provides living water that wells up within us to eternal life. Many Old Testament passages speak of thirsting after God as being famished on a hot day and needing a cool drink. God is called the fountain of life and the spring of living water. In our reading today, living water refers to eternal life. Once we satisfy our spiritual thirst with living water, we will never thirst that way again. The Lord provides this living water in our souls so that we can draw upon it continuously. If we feel lost in a spiritual desert, only Jesus can show us the way out. Only He can quench our thirst for God and give us the gift that satisfies the deepest desire of our souls. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for spiritually refreshing our souls with living water through Jesus and by your Spirit. Help us to share this wonderful gift with all the thirsty people we meet. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.